I mean, that's why when I teach these kind of things, I got to have the Word of God to back me up. Because there's a lot of people, if I were to just quote these things, they say, this guy's an idiot. You know, that's kind of like one day when Terry, she had learned the things that I'd taught, and a friend of hers called and said, Terry, I'm having trouble something like with my husband or something. And she said, well, you know, let me give you a tape or a CD that you need to listen to. And she gave her one of my teachings on wives and husbands. Well, a little later, this woman called Terry back. She said, I could hold the phone out to hear. I didn't need it up close to my head. Is that what you said, Terry? This girl said, Terry, this pastor, this guy's an idiot. He says I have to obey my husband. He said, children obey parents, not wives obey husbands. And she said, well, maybe you ought to read the verses he quotes to see if he's telling the truth. Because, see, she ain't ever heard this.
She believes it now.
She believes it now. Well, when you read the Word, that is what God says. You mean, God, I have to obey Him? Well, that's what the Word says, isn't it? And when you do what God says, what does God do between y'all? Just blesses you. Oh, does He bless you? Does God always bless us when we obey Him?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Frank will be the first to say that just like Terry told me the other day, when she come running in here beaming as she always had been for lots of time, she says, Pastor, praise God, today's mine and Frank's 15th anniversary. 10 of them in hell, 5 of them in heaven. Now see, the rest of them are going to be in heaven too, aren't they? And so, see, they had to go through a little hell to get to heaven. But praise God, they've learned what God's Word says, and they both. Well, that was really great a while ago when Frank said it wasn't all Terry's fault. I was a little heathen myself, you might say. How many of you know that us boys have made lots of mistakes? All of us have.
Now, we could have avoided all that if we'd have done it right from the beginning.
That's right. If you'd only known from the beginning, you could have blessed 15 years. And that's the way. And that's what you're doing now, is trying to tell these girls how to have their blessed 15 years. But see, all I got to do is do it God's way, right, Terry? And that's where you learned your principles, isn't it?
Amen.
From the Word. Okay. And verse 16. David therefore besought God for the child. And David fasted and went in and lay all night upon the earth. And the elders of his house arose and went to him to raise him up from there. But he would not. Neither did he eat bread with them. What's he doing? He's praying. He's fasting. He's seeking God. He knows he sinned. And because of his sin, the child was afflicted. And he's praying. Next couple of verses. And it came to pass on the seventh day that the child died. Even with all of that praying and fasting. And the servants of David, they feared to tell him that the child was dead. For they said, behold, while the child was yet alive, we spoke unto him, and he would not hearken unto our voice. How will he then vex himself if we tell him that the child is dead? Verse 19. But when David saw that his servants whispered, David perceived that the child was dead. Therefore David said unto his servants, is the child dead? And they said, yes, he is dead. Now why did that child die? Whose sin was it?
David's sin.
Was it the father?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can that still happen today?
Yes.
Unfortunately, it can still happen today. So when we see these things as men, especially men of God, what should that make us want to be around our homes? Great men of God, right? I mean men that's reading the Scripture, men that's loving our wives, men that are training our children, men that are reading the Word of God to our children and to our grandchildren. Because do we want our children to grow up and be blessed or to be cursed?
Blessed.
We want them to be blessed. That's absolutely right. Well, can that come to pass? Of course. All you got to do is obey the Word. Do what God said and teach your children to obey the Word. And their children got to teach their children to obey the Word. And it'll be blessed until somebody drops the ball. When somebody drops the ball, then there's going to be a problem. Now then, let's go to, from 2 Samuel, let's go to 2 Chronicles 21, verses 12 through 20. 2 Chronicles 21, 12 through 20. And there came a writing to him from Elijah the prophet, saying, thus saith the Lord God of David thy father, because thou hast not walked in the ways of Jehoshaphat thy father, nor in the ways of Asa king of Judah, but hast walked in the way of the kings of Israel, and hast made Judah and the inhabitants of Israel to go a-whoring, like to the whoredoms of the house of Ahab, and also has slain thy brethren of the father's house, which were better than thyself. Okay, these are the things. Behold, with a great plague will the Lord smite thy people and thy children and thy wives and all thy goods. Now, because they done all these things, who's going to have to pay the consequences? With a great plague will the Lord smite the people. All of the people. Why do you think we might have a lot of sickness and disease today? Is our government, our leaders, are they walking with God?
No.
Are they doing what He says?
No.
Why do you think our nation may be plagued with some of the things it's plagued with today? Because we, from the headship, are not walking in obedience to God's Word. You know, I mean, somebody told me just this last week, I don't watch any television, but somebody said that this, what's the black guy's name? Obama or Obama?
Barack Obama.
Okay, whatever his name is. I mean, I'm not keeping up with him anymore because there ain't none of them fit to run. As far as I'm concerned, ain't nobody up there fit to run for president of the United States. But we're getting what we deserve. But this guy, I read an article about him, and he said he went to Methodist Seminary. He has a master's degree from Methodist Seminary. And I did read that, and I thought, wow, well, he might be better than I think, until somebody told me last week. He has now said that somebody's called him the Messiah.
That's right.
They're calling him the Messiah. And he said it's okay for homosexuals to get married. I said, this guy is just as bad as the rest of them. I don't, just because he has a master's degree from seminary, that don't mean nothing. Nothing. You know, so you know, I've come to realize there's virtually nobody up there fit to run for president. You know, all of them. So why do you think our nation might be building hospitals all over the place? Because when we take a president up there, and of course, you know, in the last couple of presidents that we've had presidents that look at this bunch as a church. Oh, and they tell them how wonderful the church is. And then they go over here to this bunch of homosexuals, and they tell them, oh, you guys got your rights too. You can do everything you want to. And then when the president sleeps around with other women and all the things he's doing, as far as I'm concerned, he ain't fit to be president of the United States. But you know why we got him? Because we're not fit to have a good man up there. We're walking in sin. This nation is walking in sin. Until we straighten our act up, God is going to judge us, and we're going to have more hospitals, more sickness, more calamities, and more destruction, until finally he's going to get fed up with it. And we're going to have a third world war. And it's going to be awful. You know? Why? You can go back and look at the situation in all these scriptures. And who is it? And why is it God brings war upon every nation that's ever been there? Because of sin. Because they turned their back on Him. But just like He says there, and behold, with a great plague will the Lord smite thy people and thy children and thy wives, and all your goods are going to be struck with this great plague, and you shall have great sickness by disease of your bowels until your bowels fall out by reason of the sickness day by day. Do you like this?
Terrible. No.
Now, who put all that on all these people?
The Lord.
Now, why did He do it?
Themselves.
Sin. Is that right? I mean, over and over and over. Okay, we are in, okay, the next couple. Moreover, the Lord stirreth up against Jehoram the spirit of the Philistines and of the Arabians that were near the Ethiopians, and they came up unto Judah and brake into it and carried away all the substance that was found in the king's house, and his sons also and his wives, so that there was never a son left him, save Jehoshaphat, the youngest of his sons. Now, who brought those guys up to destroy him because of his sin? The Lord did. You know, isn't that amazing? How God, and why did God do that? Because of His anger against these people and their sin. Wow, this is something. And after all this, the Lord smote him. Now, who did this to him?
The Lord.
That's what it says, isn't it? And after all this, the Lord smote him in his bowels with an incurable disease. Are you beginning to get the idea that we need to stop sinning? Is this getting anybody's attention in this place? You know, now, you know, for years and years and years, You know, I was told that God would never afflict us with sickness and disease. Have you ever heard that? I mean, God's not made you sick. You know, He didn't do this. But really, He did do this. I've even got a teaching back there that, and you may see this, and God didn't make you sick. Okay, now you can look at that, and when you listen to that, you're going to find out that you made yourself sick.
That's exactly right.
God didn't make you sick, but you sinned, and God spoke the curse, and He sent the devil, and the devil's the one who made you sick. But God Himself didn't walk upon you and say, I'm going to curse you with a sickness and make you sick. But He does tell these little boys out here, this woman's been disobedient. She's not done what I say. And so, Satan, you can have her. And that ain't no fun. When the devil comes to get you and he makes you sick and afflicts you, it ain't no fun. Just like here, you think he enjoyed having his bowels afflicted and what does that sound like? Doesn't that sound like sickness and disease?
Yeah.
Don't that sound, I mean, like cancer? Maybe even like AIDS, huh?
Yeah.
That's kind of what it sounds like, isn't it? Of course, there wasn't no AIDS back then. But God didn't need the U.S. military to make the virus AIDS. Do you know that's where that is where AIDS come from? The U.S. Army holds a patent on that virus. They made it. It's a man-made virus. Absolutely. A lot of men in the Army know that. But that's just like the Gulf War syndrome. All the young men, now think about this. Almost every young man and young woman that goes to the Gulf War since the first Bush that's come back has come down with the Gulf War syndrome. Have anybody heard of the Gulf War syndrome? You know the number of young people that have died with this after they come back? Isn't that awful? But guess who made that? We did. The U.S. Army did it, and we inject that into every troop that goes to the Gulf War. Isn't that sad? That is really sad. We got a tape on that. A man that found that, he worked for the U.S. Army, and he found it. His daughter was over, and she had it. And he and his wife were both research analysts, and they worked for the U.S. Army. And when they found this little thing, like a stealth fighter hidden down in the white blood cell somewhere that was killing their daughter, they had never seen anything like it. And so they started checking to see where this thing come from. Has there ever been anything like this before? And lo and behold, on the research, they found out that it had been made and patented by the U.S. Army.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.